Hello, I'm Janet.
And I'm Ashley.
We are two girls and a bottle of wine.
Because men love boobs.
And girls love wine. And welcome to Two Girls and a Bottle of Wine on this wonderful Monday evening.
Yeah.
You may be listening to it on a Wednesday evening. If that's the case, Wednesday's good too.
Any day works for us.
Any day is good for Two Girls and a Bottle of Wine. And we're back.
We are.
Happy birthday, Mickey!
Yay!
You asked me if I had...
our mouse ears from last year.
Isn't it kind of weird? I guess we were recording on Sundays last year.
We were. So some of the things still fall on the same day.
Right. And I was like, oh, that's strange. Well, today is Mickey Mouse's birthday. He was actually born November 18th in 1928.
So that makes him how old? Who wants to do the math?
Crap, I didn't prepare for that. He's old.
He's almost 90?
Yeah, he's old enough. He could be our probably great-grandfather.
Yeah, my great-grandparents were born in the 20s.
Yeah. So we got to wish him a happy birthday. Mm-hmm. Can you imagine the party that's happening at Disneyland or Disney World?
I wonder if they do something big for it. I'm sure they've got to.
Oh, they have to. He's the guy. He's the guy that started it all.
Yeah, like without him, there'd be nothing.
Nothing. Yeah. And imagine being a child, being able to attend that birthday party.
Oh, could you imagine if you had the same birthday as a kid as Mickey?
Oh my gosh.
That might be like the coolest thing ever.
Until it's not cool anymore and then you're like, crap.
I have the same birthday as Mickey. But then you get to an age like us again and you're like, Mickey's still really, really cool.
Right. Yes. It's a circle. Because we're trying to hold on to our youth.
We are.
So what music are you listening to right now?
A whole bunch. I'm like all over the board
right
now.
What song were you listening to on the way here?
I would love to tell you, but you guys are going to laugh.
Just go with
it. I was listening to Beyonce's If I Were a Boy.
Oh, I like that song.
I do too. I kind of brought it back. Time. I brought it back.
Yeah. I do that with music.
It was on Glee last week, and I was like, oh, I missed that song. Mm-hmm. So I brought it back.
Let's see. What top songs right now, it's got to be Miranda and Keith, We Were Us. Mm. The Outsiders by Eric Church.
All Country.
And Kelly Pickler's whole new album.
And see, I recently this weekend got into old school Miranda.
Yeah, more like her.
Yeah, I've been listening to that kind of on repeat a little bit too. And of course, Zac Brown's new song.
Do you like Miranda's The House That Built Me?
I don't think I've ever heard it.
Holy cow. Okay, guys, pick your mouse off or your jaws off the floor. I will educate her by next week.
I asked you for a list.
I know you did. And it's hard for me to not assume that, you know, like the songs. Like More Like Her was not super popular. I think it got played a little bit, but not really.
The first I didn't even know who she was till the first song I heard of hers was Fastest Girl in Town.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. We got to work on that.
Yes.
Well, 7 years ago, Pink released the song Stupid Girls. Do you remember that song?
I was trying to remember it. I really can't.
How old were you 7 years ago? Do the math.
Do the math. Like 17? 18?
Well, yeah. You probably weren't into Pink.
I kind of remember it because I remember her bashing it, but I for some reason I cannot pick up the lines.
Well, it kind of made fun of like the Paris Hiltons, the Jessica Simpsons, and I loved that song. But the message that the song kind of conveyed didn't really trend.
Right.
Kind of sad. Especially if you look at like Miley Cyrus, Robin Thicke's soft porn epic Blurred Lines, Rihanna, really anything, Lady Gaga, all of her silly outfits.
I do love Lady Gaga though.
And so you sent me this article about Lily Allen, which I really didn't know who she was.
And I was not, I'll be honest with you, I wasn't a big fan, like, you know, like I didn't have her music download or anything like that. I just came across it and I was kind of like, oh, okay. Let's check this out. And it apparently is a big thing, this music video. It's called Heart Out Here.
Mm-hmm.
And her first hit was Smile. And I feel like if you heard it, you'd probably remember it. Because I had to go back and play it to be like, what song was that? And then it came back to me when I heard it. And even that song was kind of controversial because it confronted, you know, having a bad boyfriend. And It focused on a couple different things that she's, from the beginning, has said she's never going to be a size zero.
Right.
And so
now. And she's not a big girl.
No, by no means. But so now she's married and has given birth to two kids.
Two.
And they're both girls, which I think is great because I think that she is not portraying a bad image for her daughters. Like, her daughters are going to have a great role model in her.
Right. And so there's a video that comes out with this new song, Hard Out Here.
Did you watch the video?
No, I did not. So tell us about it.
It's really funny and it's really unique. So first, it's like she's undergoing liposurgery.
Mm-hmm.
And her, it's all about her managers directing her to do this. Because, you know, they say, like, the managers in Hollywood kind of control everything you do, right? So the manager orders that she has to undergo surgery. And, you know, she's kind of fighting that off. And he's telling her, if you want to make a comeback, you've got to get back and you know, be a size zero again. And then she goes on, he directs her that sex sells.
Right.
So it's comical because she's like taking lessons from her manager and how to twerk for her videos and how to
I would love to see that.
Twerk lessons. Yeah, how to use a banana in a suggestive way. And it's just really, really comical because you look at it and you realize just it really does kind of make you look at the other music videos and be like, wow, like that's how ridiculous. Pathetic are we for even wanting to watch them?
Right.
So yeah, I think the video in itself even just speaks volumes for itself. But then of course,
the lyrics
are just. I mean,
do you want to go over some of those lyrics?
Yeah. So the first line of the song, she's known for that, just throwing it right out there.
Mm-hmm.
She goes, "I suppose I should tell you what this bitch is thinking. You find me in the studio and not in the kitchen. I won't be bragging about my cars or talking about my chains. Don't need to shake my ass for you because I've got a brain."
That's awesome.
Yeah, I was like, when I read the actual line, I was like, wow, like she actually is very talented in coming up with good lines. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, like that's a gift in itself.
Do we know if she wrote this song?
I don't know. We'll have to. I think that she does write her own songs, though.
That's good.
Mm-hmm.
That's always impressive to me. We'll have to check that out. And you'll have to check that out if you're listening.
Yes.
The song, again, is called Hard Out Here. And the artist's name is Lily Allen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so we'll have to check that out. Kind of along the same lines, you sent me another article. I don't know, were you having an empowerment week last week?
No, I'm just like really into it because
women
like,
empowerment.
Well, I saw something because like in Lily Allen's song, she says, "Cause we can't see your like, you should lose some weight because we can't see your bones." And I read this thing and it really hit home for me.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, why is it that when we see an animal whose collarbones or ribs are sticking out,
we feel bad for it
and we think malnourished, but yet when we see a woman, we think that's the ideal?
Right.
And I was just like, yeah, why is that?
And so this next story, it has to do with Mercy Academy. It's an all-girls Catholic school in Louisville, Kentucky. And this school is behind a new ad campaign that tells students you're not a princess, but you can still rule the world, which I think is awesome. Mirror, mirror on the wall, be more than just the fairest of them all. And don't wait for a prince, be able to rescue yourself, are some of the lines in the campaign. And this is meant to reflect one of the school's core goals, which is to help its students become independent, productive women in the real world. In one of the school's courses, students create real businesses and donate the proceeds to women in Sudan. In chemistry class, they clean up a simulated oil spill. And it's also an attempt to increase enrollment to the school, which serves grades 9 through 12. If I had a daughter and I was in Kentucky, I'm telling you, I would be all for putting her in this school.
I think it's so important. I mean, I think it's a powerful message, right? I mean, it's, unfortunately, it's true, right? Like, we're not in a time where we just get taken care of anymore. Like, we need to be out there and we need to be independent.
And that's okay.
Yeah, that's more than okay. And so I think this school, which is preparing, you know, kids for that, I think that's huge. I think every, you know, I think it should be prepared. And, you know, it's funny because it talks about it in the article too, but Disney's doing it too.
Right. Yeah. If you want to tell us a little bit about that.
So a lot of Disney's new movies, the princess is not what we grew up with.
It's not your Cinderella. It's not your Ariel. It's not your Belle.
No, it's not this helpless, you know, it's all about getting my Prince Charming.
Right.
I mean, even in the movie Brave, like that, you know, that movie was phenomenal. She didn't want to just, you know, follow the family way. And she went out on her own. And there's the new film coming out, Frozen. And the princess kind of, she's the one who saves her kingdom. It's not about, you know, it's not about the male role. And I think that that's awesome.
And in fact, you mentioned Brave.
Yeah.
And they actually redid the promos for that movie where they took away her bow and arrow, smoothed her frizzy hair, and cinched her waist. And people got mad. They ended up having to pull those because they thought that it was a poor example for young girls.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And even there, a couple years ago, they did The Princess and the Frog, mm-hmm. which the main girl in that, she was an African-American waitress, and she opens up her own restaurant. She's becomes independent. And I think that that... I think that's great. Like, don't get me wrong, I love the princesses of our time.
Oh, I love Cinderella.
But there are definitely times where I'm like, I want that fairy tale because that's what I grew up with.
Right.
And so I think it's good for kids now, like especially girls nowadays, to realize that they don't need a man.
Yeah, you got to get educated and shape your own future.
Absolutely.
All right, on a less empowerment, 50 Shades of Grey, we're back to being silly girls. There's an update, kind of a sad update, not... like tragic, but right. It's been a month after Charlie Hunnam dropped out of 50 Shades of Grey
and they found his glorious replacement,
right? And I've actually embraced the replacement, especially really after those photos came out last week. I posted one of those on our Facebook, and yeah, they make a great couple,
and I'm starting to embrace her more.
Yeah, I think she looks great, especially in that picture. Like, yes. I could totally see that being Christian and Anastasia.
Mm-hmm.
So it was originally going to be released August 1st, 2014, but it's been pushed back to February 13th, 2015.
Which, let's just talk about that timing, right?
It's only 6 months.
It's 6 months, which we knew like was going to happen because of the delays. But tell me they didn't work that out perfectly, right? The day before Valentine's Day.
Right.
It's also a four-day weekend.
Because of President's Day. Yeah.
Like, we all know what everybody is now doing for Valentine's Day.
And, of course, the studio has not come out and said that that's why they did it, but it's a no-brainer, really.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, mark your calendars. Take it off August 1st. It's February 13th, 2015. Gosh, I hope it doesn't get moved again.
I don't think they will. I think that's a good timing for it.
I think this is, like, the most anticipated movie I've ever seen in my life.
I was waiting for Magic Mike for a while.
Really?
Yeah, see, like, I wasn't. I had read an article about it, and I'm like, when is this coming?
Oh, really? I wasn't that into it. Maybe, yeah, I don't know.
I just think this is perfect because how many women are going to be like, you're taking me for Valentine's Day? Because you know that if it releases on a random day in March, the men are going to have, they have the cards in their favor, right? Mm-hmm. Like, I don't have to go to that movie with you, but around Valentine's Day, the women's going to be like, you know.
Steve's already said that it's not going to happen.
Yeah, Joey's not down for it either.
Right. So hopefully Steve's out of town for Valentine's Day.
We'll be spending Valentine's Day together. Yeah, you heard me
say it. Hopefully Steve is out of town for Valentine's Day, and we can go catch that. But you and I are not the person that's there the day it opens. We're okay with waiting a week or so. Yeah. So Tim McGraw and Faith Hill, like country music king and queen for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And they've most recently been performing in Las Vegas, and their show just ended last Friday night, and they ended it with a kiss, which is kind of how their relationship publicly started.
Right.
Because they were touring together, and then they kissed on stage, and all the rumors were like, yes, they are together. But there's been a lot of rumors recently that they're having rough times, and that they're going to get a divorce. And I'm like, oh my gosh, that would just be devastating. But Tim and Faith have come out with People Magazine and set the record straight.
I think that they always do that when there's not a lot of drama in the relationship.
Right.
They're like, oh my God, it's been
too quiet.
It's too quiet. They're mm-hmm. so busy. There's no way they can make time for each other. And it's like,
they have three daughters.
Yeah. I mean, and they're both, you know, they both have their own careers. Like, right. So
they're both phenomenally talented. Yeah. And even Faith Hill came out and said that she doesn't know why happy can't be a story.
Which is true. And she says they're not splitting.
You know, they've been married for 17 years.
Good for them.
That is a long time. And like I said, they have three daughters. And their oldest, Gracie, I remember when she was born. And now she's a junior in high school. Do you know how old that makes me feel?
Wasn't she in one of Faith Hill's like music videos when she was like first born?
I don't know, possibly. I feel like it's been a long time.
Okay.
And wasn't she... She may have also been in one of the movies Tim McGraw was in.
Maybe that's what I'm thinking of.
Yeah. So, good news. Tim and Faith, not splitting up. They're going to live happily ever after, hopefully.
Yes. And moving on to my favorite couple.
There you go.
Maybe back together.
Maybe.
crossing my fingers rumors, and my rumors, toes.
But so, if it comes out true, you heard it here first.
We are talking about the epic couple from Notebook, from The Notebook.
Ryan Gosling. Yeah,
and Rachel McAdams.
That's right.
Yes. And so I love when a couple meets on the story of a romantic movie and then they actually make it work. Like, you guys knew I was pulling for the Kristen
Except Stewart, for Brad and Angelina.
Because that wasn't a romantic movie.
It was kind of had romantic
already,
tones.
But he was already taken. That was just trashy.
Right.
But I was all for Kristen Stewart and Robert Pattinson. That didn't work out because she's going down the Angelina she's route, cray-cray. Apparently. And I was really pulling for Miley and Liam. That didn't work out. So now there are rumors that Ryan and Rachel could be back together. And I am so excited about it.
When did they break up?
Both. 2007.
And they've both dated different people since then, but they're both supposedly single right now.
Mm-hmm. And he's been, he's not that Holly, like, he's a very good looking guy.
Right.
And he's not that guy that you hear about,
Playboy,
like, he has been devoting his time to building a house on the water on the East Coast. And I'm like, hello, that just screams the movie The Notebook.
And that's actually where the story came from. She came out to see it.
Mm-hmm.
And then they've started spending time together. Do you know how beautiful their babies would be?
Oh, I really...
Do you know how many women would be living vicariously through her?
I am really rooting for her because I love her. I absolutely adore her.
And she's adorable.
I just think they're awesome together.
What movie was she in with Channing Tatum?
The Vow.
Yes, that was a great movie. She did a great job in that movie as well.
She is just amazing. I love her.
She is. Mm-hmm. Well, my fingers are crossed for you.
Mine too. And my toes.
You're funny. I went shopping yesterday. Went to the mall, which I try and stay away from.
I avoided it yesterday.
And I bought tons of body stuff. But I walked by the MAC store. Walked by it very slowly. Because I love their, I think it's Hot and Sexy, H-A-U-T-E and Sexy Mascara. I'm probably getting the name wrong. But anyway, I said no. Because I have so many mascaras that I have collected over the last few months that I'm like, not going to pay $21 for mascara when I have, like, enough mascara, right? Because I try mascara and then I don't like how it is because I'm trying to go cheaper. And so I try something else and then I'm like, oh, I'll try that other one again. I go back and forth, back and forth. Do you do the same thing?
I do. Because sometimes when I get a mascara, the formula's too wet. And so I have to let it chill for like a week or two, and then revisit it.
So we found some tips on making your mascara work.
Mm-hmm.
And so you want to start off with the first tip?
I do. So the first tip is not curling your lashes.
Which is a no-no.
Yes.
And I just started curling my lashes within the last couple months.
I always curl.
Because of my YouTube girls.
But the key is, and I learned this the very hard way, is to curl before you put mascara
on. Which I had no idea, because my mother always did it after.
And a lot of people do. Mm-hmm. And when you have to think about it, you wouldn't curl your hair after putting all of that, you know, hairspray. Like, you spray it to hold it. So when you put the mascara on and you curl it, it causes breakage.
Right. And then I'm guilty of this. You don't want to apply too many coats. The more coats you apply, the more likely your mascara will dry during application, causing clumping and that unnatural spidery look. It's a single swipe of mascara, but if that isn't enough for you, consider switching to a thicker formula.
I only do one.
Yeah. I was at my hairdresser last month, and there was this beautiful girl that works there, and I was like, do you have fake eyelashes on? And she's like, no. I was like, your eyelashes are amazing. She's like, the secret is several coats. And so since then, I've been doing like 3 coats of mascara, trying to get her, but I think she probably has naturally beautiful eyelashes, and I do not.
Yeah, I only do 1 coat because I hate
clumping.
It drives me absolutely crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, to the point where I will wash my entire face and start over.
Oof.
It drives me nuts.
All right, the next tip for your mascara.
The next one, and I actually know this, is pumping the wand. So what you don't want to do is push the wand back in and out of the tube to try and get more product.
Which is kind of what you've been taught. Like, you see people do that.
Right, and when I read this before, I'd read this somewhere else, it made sense. Mm-hmm. If you keep pushing
it in,
you get the air in, and you're also pushing the product further into the tube. So you really want to do is just put the tip back in and go around with it so that you get the product from the sides.
This next one, don't use expired products, which is kind of a no-brainer. But if you're like me, you're like, when does it expire? Right? Because there's not like a date on right. your mascara. So after 3 months, you should part ways with your mascara. At this point, bacteria starts to grow on the wand and inside the tube, which can lead to red, itchy eyes and even pink eye. Ugh. Since mascara goes so close to the eye, you want to be extra careful. Even if you've only used the mascara once or twice, the 3 month rule still applies.
I've never had a mascara that's lasted that long because I use it so right. frequently. A lot of times it dries out before then anyway. But yeah, they say you should do that way even with like eyeliner too, especially like the liquid and gel kind.
Mm-hmm.
Because anything that has a more liquid base attracts bacteria. So like your mm-hmm. eyeshadows and your pencils, you usually get away with more. But the more creamier formulas or liquid formulas, you should swap out.
Right. So. And I don't know how old some of my mascaras are, so I probably should, if you don't know, when in doubt, toss it out. There we go.
There you go. There you go. They have actually really cute stickers you can get that you just put the little date on so you know.
Oh, that's smart. Mm-hmm. Where do you get those at, Ashley?
I found some online that you can print if you have like a label thing.
Which you could probably just cut out and tape to
yep, your you can.
Mascara.
Or you can also find, I've seen them at Sally's before.
Mm-hmm.
So.
All right, the next tip for your mascara.
The next tip is coating just the tip of your lashes. So you can't...
I've never done this.
Yeah, you
when
can't...
When I read this, I was like, who does this?
I mean, I guess it, to me it doesn't make sense, right? Like, that would be like just brushing the ends of your hair.
So you gotta like wiggle the wand.
Yep, wiggle it and get all dance. The way from the roots to the tip so that you're getting product on all of your lashes.
Right. And smudging on the lids, which I have a huge problem with. That's why I wear a lot of eyeliner. If you've ever seen me in person or pictures, I do wear a lot of eyeliner. And it started because of my mascara woes. So I like this tip. When you're in a rush, we often apply mascara too fast or too hard, brushing past the lashes and onto the lids. Mascara only takes a few seconds. Take your time. If you still have slip-ups, like me, dab a bit of Vaseline or makeup remover on a Q-tip and swipe it off. No need to redo your entire eye.
I do the same thing, and you know what's a good way to prevent it? After I do that, I tend to go, especially because I wear mascara on my lower lashes mm-hmm. and I don't wear a lot of eyeliner, I will put concealer back underneath my eyes, like pack that in,
yeah.
and it will keep it from running. And if you do the same thing when you wear lipstick or line your lips,
mm-hmm.
it keeps it from like running all over.
Because my lower lashes are very thin,
mm-hmm.
so when I go to put mascara on, it like it's inevitable that I'm going right. to get it under my eye. All right, so this next topic that we're going to address, that was your mascara tips. These are Facebook tips, and I found this article to be quite disturbing to myself because I am guilty of a lot of this crap. So these are the 8 types of Facebook photos that everyone hates, and I didn't know. I want to know who everyone is because probably all my friends.
I'm just kidding.
Oh, nice.
I raised my hand for those.
Because I can't get away from Facebook. I'm obsessed with Facebook.
So I don't know that I hate all of them, but...
You have found some of them to be annoying, and I have too.
So it's everything in small doses, right?
Right.
That's kind of how I take it.
Yes, and I think that's... Yeah. All right, so you go first. Number
all right,
one.
So the first one is concert pics. So we I'm both horrible. Love concerts.
I'm horrible.
Make sure they're good ones. And so I'm guilty of yeah. this. Fortunately, I suck at uploading pictures to Facebook, but I can't tell you how many pictures I have on my phone that are blurry and dark.
Mm-hmm.
And it's true because I think, oh my God, this was the coolest thing ever. But I'm going to post it on Facebook. And for someone who isn't there, they're going to look at it and be like, what the heck is this?
Right. Who is that?
So I get yeah. it. I get that one.
So keep them to a minimum and make sure they're good pictures.
Right.
Good concert
like before
pictures.
The show starts.
Right. Number 2, a diary of a baby. Now, neither one of us have kids, so if you have kids, I'm not trying to offend you, but we all have those friends that post daily pictures of their child. One or two cute baby pictures are acceptable, but we really don't need a constant update of every step, every poop, every morsel of food this baby eats. When it comes to baby photos, definitely less is more.
And I kind of think of it, too, as my mom always used to tell me, everybody thinks that their kid is the best looking kid on the planet.
Of course.
So
just like my cats are the cutest cats ever.
Like I think about these pictures of, okay, I don't really need to see 5,000 of your baby's pictures.
Right.
Like, I mean, I don't know. And I think so, for me too, it's kind of like, don't you want to keep that for you? Like
right.
that's something special for you as a mom.
Yeah, but they're also bragging. All right, the next type of Facebook photo that everyone hates
is the newsfeed spammers. So
I have these friends. I'm not a newsfeed spammer. I gotta say that.
No matter how interesting your life is, chances are that your Facebook friends would rather see a little bit of everyone's life rather than just pages of yours.
Do you think I'm a Facebook spammer?
No, but I do have a friend that literally every 5 minutes there is a post, like to the point where I actually blocked them from showing up in my newsfeed because I don't care. Don't you love
that Facebook lets you do that now?
That much. I had to weigh it out. I'm like, am I missing out on the good things that this person posts? No, because I am just annoyed and don't even care.
Right. All right, the next one, number four, the meme monster.
Oh.
Yeah. Some memes are funny. Am I pronouncing that correctly?
I think so.
Okay. Some memes are funny. That's why they become memes. But unfortunately, memes have become a monster. Just about anyone can turn a simple picture into an unfunny inside joke, an overly political message, or just something to annoy everyone who sees it.
That's like the new bit strips.
I hate bit strips.
I am so over it.
I wish we could just block like certain kinds of posts. Like I want John's updates on his status, but I don't want his bit strips. Yes.
I agree. Yeah. Or, like, I don't want their game updates. I don't care that you just scored 5,000 in Candy Crush because I'm at
work.
You know
what I do is I will log on to the Facebook on my computer, the Facebook. I sound old. And I go to my game invites, and you can X next to the invite, and it'll ask you if you want to block that, any type of Candy Crush invite
or
anything.
And I block invites, but maybe that's what I need to do. I'm just...
Yeah, it has helped my newsfeed when it comes to games.
The bit strips thing is killing me lately. Like, they're really not that funny.
Hopefully it'll go away.
I hope so.
All right, number five, eight types of Facebook photos that everyone hates. I am guilty of this one.
I am too.
No, you're not. You post, like, maybe two pictures of you and Joey a year.
But if you go through my pictures...
That's all there is.
That's really all there is.
What is number five before we start talking about it?
Number five is couple pictures.
I love my boyfriend. I thought everyone loved my boyfriend.
So a few couple photos, again, just like with babies, are nice to share, but don't document every second of that weekend getaway or upload each of your 100 awkward engagement photos.
Well, neither one of us knows what those are like.
Right. And I'm not, like, I don't tend to...
I totally do.
...post every weekend, but, I mean, the majority of the time when I take pictures, they are with Joey.
Because he's your person.
Or Sugar.
Right.
So, like, that's, like, my child.
I created an album this weekend of our first Firehouse Sub experience. Do you know how sad that is?
That might be overboard.
Yeah.
Just a bit.
So, if you've blocked me, I'm sorry.
My Facebook albums tend to be, like, quarterly. Like, this is the first quarter of the
Mine
year.
Mine are, like, weekly. It's so bad. All right, number six, Facebook, everyone hates mirror selfies, which I am bad at because Steve's out of town a lot and I feel cute and I want to share it. So I'm bad.
I'm not really guilty
Everyone
of that.
Has the front camera on their phone these days. But there's no reason to be taking selfies in the bathroom at Applebee's. I do not do that. Mm-mm.
You did almost do it in the 7-Eleven bathroom, though.
What?
Remember the other weekend when you posted...
Oh.
And you were like, I was going to take a picture. I was dying. I was dying from that post. Yes. I really was.
And selfies in general, just bad.
I never.
Limit them.
Yeah. I don't usually take them.
I don't know. I got it. I need some rehab, some Facebook rehab. All right. The next one.
The next one is the motivator.
Which I try and be motivational on Facebook because so many people are negative.
But think about when you're in a negative mood and someone's like throwing positive in your face and you're just like, shut up. That's what I try to think about.
But when I'm like in a negative mood, I don't want to read more negativity.
I just don't want to read anything.
So don't go on Facebook. When you're in a bitchy mood, stay off of Facebook.
So number seven is just that, the motivator. If you want to share your inspirational quotes with others, you're probably looking for Pinterest. Facebook is for photos, not that album of made-up quotes from Marilyn Monroe.
They need a website like quotecheck.com.
Which is funny because if you go on my Pinterest, I have three entire
boards
dedicated to quotes.
That's because I like
Actually,
quotes.
Maybe it's four now.
Wow.
Something like that.
My friend said that she has a journal. She doesn't really journal in it. She writes down a lot of quotes and positive things. And she's like, you know, most of the stuff in my journal is from what you post on Facebook. like, thanks.
I have one of those. I tend to just, like, jot them down if they pass by me.
Yeah.
Reflect back on them.
All right. The last one that everyone hates, and Janet does, food. If you want food pictures, you're probably looking for Instagram, which you can post on Instagram and then click that button where it posts on your Twitter and your Facebook. Which
drives me nuts.
So get your dinner off your newsfeed, Janet. Have you ever thought about how ridiculous you probably look while taking the pictures of dinner in the restaurant? I totally do. I will sit there and take my picture. I look around and I'm like, yes, I am that girl.
I just love food too much. So by the time the food gets to me, I don't have time to take a picture. I'm scarfing it.
So the moral of this story is less is more when it comes to Facebook.
Yeah, I actually...
Make people want more.
Exactly.
Keep them wanting more, right?
There you go. I actually read an article today about how to quit social media. And I was like, Janet will kill me if she finds out I'm even contemplating.
Not while you're on this show. No way, Jose.
I couldn't commit.
There you go. All right. Well, thanks for coming again Monday to my house to record this show.
Let's hope it keeps this weather nice. We haven't had a dreary Monday in a while.
Thanksgiving is next week.
Oh.
But don't worry. We'll still have a new show on Monday.
We will.
A live new show. No pre-recording.
Nope, we're dedicated.
The week after we will, but we'll talk about that next week.
We will.
All right, you guys have a great week. Thank you so much for joining us. Bye. Bye-bye.